Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Wait for Signs, 12 Longmire Stories by Craig Johnson, narrated by George Guidel and directed by Abigail McHugh. This book begins with an introduction by Lou Diamond Phillips. Tightrope. It's not just a Clint Eastwood movie or a circus performer's next trick. It's that thing upon which great mystery writers must boldly but carefully tread, precariously balancing the unwieldy burdens of plot, character, and setting, all the while enticing us to enjoy the journey and marvel at the view. Each step is carefully placed so as to stay one chess move ahead of the savvy readers, who, try as they might, shouldn't be able to see the ultimate destination until their literary guide is good and ready to show them, but never to lose them. One misstep, and the entire entourage tumbles into the abyss. Now try doing it in cowboy boots, and you'll begin to comprehend the amazing feat that is each of Craig Johnson's Longmire mysteries. I have the great honor of bringing one of his unforgettable characters, Henry Standing Bear, into the corporeal world, otherwise known as Your TV, on A&E's Longmire. Having read all of the Longmire books to date, I was understandably intimidated by the prospect. The bear is so vividly drawn, both inside and out, and he virtually leaps from the page and into the reader's imagination. Preparing for the part, I kept thinking of the actor Will Sampson from the classic film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and how beautifully he'd risen to the challenge of bringing Ken Kesey's Chief Bromden to life. Fittingly, it was a Sampson-like struggle to immerse myself into the role. Standing Bear's stature, both in height and philosophy, seemed so...